10 years ago, scientists launched the Selenium and Vitamin E Cancer Prevention Trial, known by the acronym SELECT, to test the widely held belief that the two supplements might help or prevent disease. The study enrolled 35,000 healthy men 50 years or older at 400 sites in the United States, Canada, and Puerto Rico. Analysis from studies on skin and lung cancers had suggested that selenium, a mineral supplement, or vitamin E, might reduce the risk of prostate cancer. But an updated analysis of the SELECT data tells a much different story. Howard Parnes is a prostate cancer expert at the National Cancer Institute and co-author of the new findings, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
The study was stopped early because of lack of benefit.
Parnes says results showed no benefits for men who took the 400 international units of vitamin E a day. More importantly, the results also show some very real risks.
At this time, the data show a 17% increase in prostate cancer, which is statistically significant for the vitamin E alone arm.
Co-author Eric Klein of the Cleveland Clinic says the $122 million government study ended in 2008 when it became clear that it would not produce the 25% cancer reduction the trial was designed to show.
We did notice, however, at the time the original study was closed, that men who were taking vitamin E alone were trending toward having a higher risk of prostate cancer.
Klein says researchers followed post-study participants for another 18 months and found that vitamin E can have an effect even after the men stopped taking the supplement.
There just doesn't seem to be any reason to be taking vitamin E if you're a man over 55 or 60.
Klein adds that the study underscores the importance of large-scale population-based randomized trials to accurately measure the benefit or harm of micronutrients such as diet supplements. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.